Greetings. Welcome to the Whole Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Peace be unto all of you. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I want us to have one mind.
Amen.
So therefore, I'll give you mine. Let this mind be in you. Alright?
Amen.
The Elder Martin can read Psalms 107 and the verse 22. You will see what Mother Martin did. She declared what God had done. And what did she do after? Not just did she praise Him, she rejoiced. Not to think about what God needs to do in the future.
Amen.
I need you to think about what He's done.
Already done. That's what He's
done.
Amen.
I heard the testimony of Sister Blunt's daughter. They won't tell me her name, so I had to call her by her mama name, which is crazy. Shapora. Say.
sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships and do business in great waters, these are the works of the Lord and his wonders. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof. They that mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man. Are at their wits' end. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and they bring them out of their distresses. He made the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. They are like thee, glad because they be quiet, so it bringeth them under their desire. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his holiness.
There you go.
For his wonderful works for the children of men.
Amen.
Amen.
Whoso is wise. God has given you now. Yeah. His spirit.
Yeah. Thank God.
Can you think of something God has done? Can Thanksgiving then be your sacrifice? Where will your sacrifice? What will your sacrifice be? What will you lay on the altar to say God has done this for me? If a bread has been extended to you, it should be given in a sacrifice of thanksgiving. I've been given one more bread, and I rejoice. Let's now declare. Let's talk about what God has done. Where shall we start? Do you all have knowledge about being baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin?
Yes.
Do you know about it?
Yes.
You were not baptized in titles, you were baptized in the name. Do you know about it?
Yes.
Are you thankful that you
know?
What would be your sacrifice to God that you have that knowledge? To know that when you came out of the water, the soul had been given instructions by God to give you a promise. Do you know about the promise?
Yes.
Did you hear it? If you have received it, if it fills you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, what will be your sacrifice of thanksgiving at that declaration of God's work in your life? Will you rejoice?
Amen.
Have you spoken? Don't let me ask you that way. Has the Spirit given utterance?
Hallelujah.
Using your spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Did he magnify himself in you?
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The God of the universe, did he manifest to you? I'm coming in to abide forever.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
He said, I will give you a sign.
Yes.
When I come, I'll give you a sign.
Yes.
Did you hear?
Yes.
What will be your sacrifice of thanksgiving? How will you rejoice to know God himself took your tongue and spoke mysteries in a human? Set you on a course to say, I will meet you halfway. As you ascend, I will descend and I will meet you. What will you rejoice about?
us. Let's remember and declare his works among us. A woman said, the physician said, "Ma'am, if we had gotten you in time, all of your bowels are in your blood. Let's declare one to the other that death was imminent, but God stepped in with a man and used it for his glory. What will be your thanksgiving? What is your rejoicing that sorrow is not upon the church, but a blessing has been given to us?" A man driving, and his wife said, "Honey, pull over. You can't see that coffee is hot. You have no sense of how hot that is. I'm ready to declare." They came in our company and gave us God's records.
Thank you.
A child dead, and a man of God go in a hunt and touch a child that's dead on the jaw, and his eyes open. What would be your thanksgiving when those hands have touched you? What is your declaration of thanksgiving? Where do you testify and say to the church, "I'm satisfied, I'm so satisfied, because what God has given me, the world cannot. I will then declare God's doings." Where will you stop? When your soul is looking for God because your steps got slow and you keep stumbling and you keep falling and he keeps keeping you 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 and he's keeping you and he's keeping you and he's keeping you. You say, "I don't know why. I can't stand and fall." And the words come out, "Now I'm able to keep it." And you stumble a little and then you don't fall.
Amen.
What will you declare? What is God doing when you're fainting and fainting and fainting? And you come by an angel, he set his wings down just a little bit and say, "Now that is done." And his words get in your spirit and finish this course of fainting. What will be your sacrifice of thanksgiving? How will you rejoice? Where's your rejoicing at the word of God? Your eyes open to me. Your strength came into you. sake. God caught me in time. God saved me in time. I could have been lost, but while I was lost, he found me. After I spoke in another tongue and knew I had the Spirit said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. If you have that knowledge to know that God will abide forever and ever, he's in the marrow of your bones forever. What will be your sacrifice of thanksgiving for that knowledge? The declaration of God's doings, you will rejoice. Let's not even consider what he's going to do. That is the redemption of your bodies, the changing, the quickening, the but he let you leave the principles of a doctrine. And he went on to perfect you.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That a soul will come in your company. And the physician tell that soul, say, you're going to die. And the soul is who? Say, I had a good life.
Yes, Lord.
I've had a long good life. So if I die,
there you go.
I die.
Yeah.
But I'm going to see the King.
Yeah.
For that changing of the spirit of the church, for that knowledge to know everybody's got to go down and die. He said, except you go to the ground and die, you cannot. Can't live with you. For that knowledge. What is your sacrifice of thanksgiving that you can leave here thanking God as you walk? As you use your limbs. And you have your right mind. Let's go to multiple, my Lord. Multiple. Let's just go there for a minute. You heard the testimony of those in other congregations not associated with you had the same issue, and folks been dying, and calling you and saying, this is what they had.
Amen.
And then you say, let me tell you what God did among among us. The Holy Ghost went ahead of the sickness and spoke to the church. From the crowning of the head to the sole of the feet is going to be healed. All of it. So did we fret? Did we get afraid? Where is your thanksgiving? Where it was even so. Where then is the rejoicing that God came into our company, spoke it, then did it? Where is the thanksgiving for her soul crying out? Say, we need some help back here. Because her soul, hallelujah, in the house of the Lord has fainted. We didn't know whether we're going to death or what, but somebody cried out, we need help back here.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Lord took an elder that had power in his limbs with oil and rushed to the scene of the issue. And revive the soul right in your company. A soul cry, I'm dying, I'm dying. And the angel get up, fly. Change the course of the life, and the life is still today. Where is your thanksgiving? Where is your rejoicing? That a woman's physician will be on a plane with your anointed one and ask him, what's your name? I said, my name is Anthony Patterson. He said, are you the bishop of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ? I didn't have it written across my forehead. I said, yes. He said, two of my patients are your members. You have two of my members as a patient. He said, one of them, name is Mary Jones. He said, and I know she had metastasized cancer throughout her body. He said, but something happened. While I'm in the heavens, here's a man testifying to me about what happened among you. And then the other, he said, I was going to take the breast of one of your members. Hallelujah. But I remember where she said, oh, thou man of God, what shall I do? Should I let him take it? I said, don't let him take it. She said, but look at it. One is down here and one is up here. I said, God is able. She came back to you. And she said, look. In your company. Mary said, oh, thou man of God, do you want to see? I said, I don't want to. And before I could say, don't see, I saw a raise of nothing. I said, you keep going back to the mirror. Clean. She began to call. Say, come and see.
Yeah, yes, Lord.
What the Lord has done for me. There was a declaration of what God had done.
Yeah.
And then she began to rejoice. If you hear all the recordings of that era, you hear her rejoicing and rejoicing and rejoicing and rejoicing.
Amen.
Where is your thanksgiving that the power of the living God is among you?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Among you.
Yes.
My sons are getting old. They're getting so low. But I know God is able.
Yes.
I'm down to my last 300.
Yes. Glory. Yes. Hallelujah.
You heard it?
Yes, sir.
And then all of a sudden,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Lord had programmed the mailman. I need you to carry this and put it at that address.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
All of the things that God has done. where would you start? I know you can't tell it all, you said. But you have in your midst a soul that comes and just magnify God in tongues. Come to you and start to want to say how good God is. And the Lord said, no, talk to me. And here we witnesses, eyewitnesses.
Yeah.
Eyewitnesses.
That's right.
And we just rejoice and say, look at God.
Yeah.
He said, when you see this, they are talking to me.
Yeah.
And for that knowledge,
yeah,
when he rests on you and he's having a conversation with you, you, to build you up in your most holy faith. Yeah. For that, what is your sign?
Thank God.
Time will fail us.
Amen.
A woman come in your company and say, my mama is a preacher. But I never saw where it says, I suffer my woman to teach. She said, we've been reading all over that. We jump over that one. She landed in your company and still here.
Thank
God. For the truth of the gospel. What is then the sacrifice to God of thanksgiving? That he opened up your understanding to understand the scriptures.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You understand the mind of Christ. And he doesn't think it's robbery for you to think like him.
There you go.
I got so many, but let me just end with this. As I'm ending. What was this?
Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And then all of a sudden.
Yes, Lord.
Tell him, rise, for I am nothing but man. But he said, thou art Peter.
Yeah.
And upon that rock we will build the church. It came to you. Every time you've fallen, he has prayed and asked God to raise you up. When your sin was red like crimson, he stood in for you and told God to wash it. Wash it, wash it. He stands in the defense of you and tell God, don't remember their iniquities, nor do you remember their sins anymore. And when you come in all your glory, count them worthy. The knowledge to know all my wrong has been washed. I said some things I should not have said, but the angel heard it and told God, void it. The angel walk among you for the touching, for your ears to hear, it's going to be all right. Press on the upward way.
Yeah.
I'll take you higher. I'll take you wider. I'll take you deeper.
Hallelujah.
A brother among you went blind. I know I was in there, but let's talk. We got a lot to talk about. The brother see now.
Amen. Amen.
How many of you have found the forgiveness of sins?
Thank you, Lord.
The gospel did.
Yeah.
The words of the living God washed you clean. How many of us have been guilty? But the Lord said, innocent. Why would you worship now? You should have a sacrifice of praise.
Amen.
A sacrifice of thanksgiving.
Yeah. Amen.
Just pick one thing a day.
Yeah.
And give a sacrifice to God. Lay it on the altar.
Amen.
You don't have to consider what God is going to do. He's going to do whatever he said that he was. Whatever the prophet said he was going to do, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
He'll do it.
Yeah.
But let's concentrate on what he's done.
Hallelujah.
Let's be thankful that I'm getting manna, I'm getting angels' food every time I can press a play button.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will take care of itself.
Amen.
But yesterday, I've seen the Lord.
Amen.
Today, I'm worshiping God.
Yes.
Wow, he has been so good.
Amen.
To me.
Amen.
That he must set me in your company.
Yeah.
And place my feet on a rock.
Yeah.
To stay.
Yeah.
And I find myself in good company.
Thank God. Amen.
They better have hard trials.
Amen.
But maybe. There's a woman in your midst that told Dad, step back. They said, let mama go. She said, no, I see.
Right.
I was looking in faith. Everybody else saw death. But this woman said, life, and the Lord raised up this lifeless body. And she began to walk with her mother a few more days.
Yeah.
And she kept on praying before God, I need you to keep her, I need you to keep her. And then the Lord took her thoughts and changed it. Said, I'm ready for her now. Said, I'm going to have him walk her walk with the man of God. She's going to grab him by his arm and instruct him what to do while she's gone. She said, come here. Let me walk with you. And she began to talk and went home. And the prayer changed to say, whatever you're going to do, I'll be satisfied.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And the heart accepted. Let my mother rest.
Yeah.
Because God has honored his prayer and what he said to me, that my faith wouldn't fail me.
Amen.
And today, the soul is saying, I don't have enough time.
Yeah.
I don't even have enough tongue.
Yes.
To praise the Lord for what he's done for me. Hallelujah, we just have to do.
Yes, sir. Glory.
In your company. She reached out to the angel in that day and said, pray for my mother. He did. He turned around and died. And the mother lived.
Amen.
Because his prayer gave her life while he went to the rest.
Yes.
For these and more, what would be your sacrifice of thanksgiving? What would be your declaration? God did that, and I'm going to rejoice at it.
Thank God for everything. Thank you, Lord.
I will rejoice.
Amen.
That I went from a sinner.
Yes, hallelujah. Amen.
Did you leave that place?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
You became a servant.
That's right.
Amen.
You left your servitude and then you became a friend.
Yeah.
And then you graduated.
Hallelujah to God.
And became
a saint of the Most High.
A saint of the Most High God. Would you rejoice?
Yes, Lord.
For that.
Yes, Lord.
So, there's a meeting in the air.
Yes.
And let me tell you what I want you to rejoice and give thanks to God for. Your bones shall live again.
Hallelujah.
These are the testimony of Jesus Christ. Let them remain written on your heart. So you can open your mouth and speak of the abundance of your heart.
What?
Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Visit our website at www.theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad. Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la Foi Apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.